welcome to the Become Nomad podcast. Whether you're already a nomad or aspiring to become one, we're here to supply you with relevant information to help keep you on the road and away from your laptop. So I'm sending you my regards from Haifa in the north of Israel. I'm still here for a little bit longer, taking care of the last administrative stuff before I can go, probably next week, to Spain and South America. And hopefully we'll continue to update the podcast a little bit more regularly on a weekly basis in 2017. So that's kind of a New Year's resolution. And that's going to be kind of related to the topic of today. The topic of today is a yearly analysis and a review process that I thought would be interesting to share with you, which will basically speak about doing a process of summing up the year and making sure that your goals are in the right place for next year. And I hope you find it valuable. Enjoy. So the topic for today is New Year's lifestyle review and analysis, and how does it connect basically to the nomadic theme. So as a person living a nomadic lifestyle, you have kind of a turbulent life. If you're basically changing between locations all the time, it can get a little bit confusing and challenging. So the idea over here is that you have to be very, very self-aware and conscious to how you're feeling and where your life is going, as and is it heading to the direction where you want it to head. And that's basically where having a process for analyzing a year and setting up the goals for next year will come and serve you very, very well, especially as for the questions of should you continue, should you stop, should you change the style of travel and your activities and who you are as you travel, because it's very important not to caught up in your story and change it as it goes. Now, New Year's is basically just a date. It's a day, the 31st of December and the 1st of January. There is some kind of a symbolic transition, and I recommend people to leverage this transition to do an analysis and setting up the goals for next year, because it's a break point between the past and the future, and everyone shares this break point. It's kind of a collective one, so that's why it's useful. But before we discuss that, I just want to bring up another nomadic holiday that I celebrate. And for me, New Year's, by the way, is a nomadic holiday because I have a process and I follow it. So the minute that I have some kind of a special day where I do a special activity, so for me, it's a holiday. And another holiday we've discussed in the past is Yom Kippur. Now, Yom Kippur relates a little bit to New Year's, and I'll explain why. So Yom Kippur is arriving 3 months, roughly, on average, because it's Jewish calendar, 3 months before the New Year's, which is very, very convenient. And I'm just summing it up to make a distinction between Yom Kippur and the New Year's, because both of them are holidays where I do some kind of a self-analysis. So the idea of Yom Kippur, a quick reminder, or for those of you who haven't heard the episode about it, it's a holiday where you can actually break your vows and rebuilding your story. So the idea is that in Yom Kippur, you're actually checking your definitions, who you are, what is your story, and so on and so on. And the basic questions that I ask myself in Yom Kippur, which arrives 3 months before New Year's, is who am I, what is my story, and who will I be next? So that's Yom Kippur. New Year's for me and my process in New Year's is a little bit different, because after Yom Kippur, I'm 100% sure now who I am and what is my story. And of course, I'm a little bit cynical here because you never are. But the questions of New Year's in comparison to Yom Kippur, where it was who am I and what is my story, in New Year's, when you actually know who you are, or at least hopefully know who you are, the questions differ a little bit, and they're as following. They're basically how questions. How did I do? And how can I do better? So every New Year's, I basically dedicate the time and I take this process seriously, because I found this analysis can actually bring great rewards. So the idea is as following. If you know where you want to go, you have more chances to get there. Which sounds trivial, but a lot of us do not follow this rule, because again, if you know where you want to go, you have more chances to get there. And over the years, speaking with people, I gradually understand that and actually having a lot of self conversations with myself as well, that most of us don't really know where we want to go. And that's a little bit tragic because, you know, we have a short life and we're constantly confused about what makes us happy and what we should do. It's also a little bit funny as well. So my process for New Year's is simple. I basically write the most important questions on paper and answer them in the week starting from 24th of December to the 1st of January. Sometimes I do a few more days after the beginning of the year, still a few more days. And what I think is that everyone should customize their own procedure, but you can start with mine as you're building your own process. Again, there are many, many ways of doing this revision or analysis. And slowly, as you practice it with more and more years, you're probably going to come up to equilibrium. Mine is still changing extensively from year to year because I keep on upgrading and changing it. So I hope you can do the same. And what I do is basically take one blank page for each question and just do freestyle writing, basically trying to answer it to the best of my knowledge. And the idea is to basically discover with my intuition some really, really nice insights about my life and my goals. And in the background, you can hear probably the rain because I'm recording outside and it's always raining. So hopefully it's okay. So let's start with the questions. And the first one is, what were my successes this year? Which is kind of easy to answer, the things you're most proud of and happy about and your major achievements, let's say. So that's the first question on the first page. Later on, I'm moving to the next obvious questions. What were my failures this year? And when you answer about everything that happened, business, relationships, health, everything that is related to your life. So a few bullets of the major achievements and failures. Now I go a little bit deeper. My third question is, what substantial experiences that are new I experienced? So for me, it's kind of a question that shows me if I'm still alive in a way, because you want to have those wow moments of moments that you remember during the year and say, oh, those are actually my highest points of the year. So I write those down. And then the next question would be, what is my situation physically and health-wise? Because for everyone, health in the end of the day is your most important asset. And you wanna make sure that you're on the right track here as well, especially if you're a nomad traveling between locations. My next question is a little bit more complicated, and it's, how am I doing freedom-wise? So as you know, nomads are kind of obsessed about freedom and degrees of freedom. So over here, when I'm checking it, I'm basically checking it also on the personal level and on the business level. And for me, freedom, and we're going to do an article about freedom degrees for digital nomads and so on. The first thing that I check is, am I location free? And over here, basically, I'm checking my attachments. Does something, let's say, ties me into a specific location, which is something that I don't want. I don't want to be in the situation that I have something that ties me and doesn't keep me flexible to move between locations. So that's the first degree of freedom that I check. The second degree of freedom is, do I have the ability to disconnect, go off the grid for a week or two without a lot of drama and damage? And the third one is, if I'm busy or not. So for me, busy is a good sign that you're on the wrong track if you're busy. There was someone that once said, life is too short to be busy, and I totally agree. So I do those checks on my life once a year, and they actually combine the ingredient of freedom in general. I'll just share that personally, I'm currently very much location independent, and I'm hoping to continue like that, but I'm a little bit not free in the sense of being involved in daily operations of businesses and that I'm busy. So that's something that I want to work on in 2017. The next question that I ask myself is, how am I doing taking into account the people that are with me during the day and my social life? So this is a very important question. We talked a lot about the subject of, let's say, the risk of being lonely as you are alone while traveling? And this question is basically dealing with this subject of how am I doing basically with my social life, and do I hang around with people, and are those people good for me? Are they positive for me? Do I enjoy their company? And so on and so on. So that's an important aspect of life. The next question I'm asking is, how am I doing with my businesses and with my financial freedom? So businesses, it's pretty obvious that if you have an activity, I just sum it up and see how did it go this year. And as for financial freedom, the idea over here is that you want to check your cash flow. And when I speak about cash flow, you want to check the cash flow of your revenue, the cash flow of your expenses, and your liquid assets and not liquid assets. And that's basically giving you a really nice picture of your financial situation and your ability to actually be financial free. Because if you're in a scarcity mindset of not enough money and so on and so on, you're not really free. And that's one of the sad truths of this materialistic world. Okay, so let's move on to the next question. Do I actually do what I like doing, and am I enthusiastic on what I work now? This is a new question that I put this year, and I think is kind of important. The idea here is that you do want to work on something that you like. In the beginning, I wasn't that sure about it, but now I'm more sure that if you work on something that you love doing, it's gonna also give you materialistic benefits, and of course you're gonna be a lot more happy. So I'm checking, am I really enthusiastic from the things that I'm doing, and am I happy doing them? The next question is also a little bit complicated, and it deals with self-improvement. And the idea over here is that I'm trying to analyze my good habits, my bad habits, the way that I spend my leisure time, the quality of my work, and my routines during the day. And basically, to sum it all up, it's kind of a personal growth question of related a little bit to my self-discipline. Like, how am I doing? Do I keep myself in place? Am I improving as a person with my habits? And the power of habits is extremely powerful and relates to your happiness and your success and so on. So that's another question that I ask myself. The next question is about learning new skills. And that's where I ask myself about what especially did I learn this year as to skills and knowledge and so on and so on. And also make a little bit of plans for what do I want to learn next year. So just for example, this year I started taking Russian very, very seriously and started learning Russian, and also did a little bit of trying to understand what coding is all about. And my next question is a bucket list of experiences I want to experience next year. This one is a little bit, you never know where you're gonna be next year, so I try to keep it less specific and maybe a little bit more general. For example, I want to do 2 weeks of trekking in, never mind where, but 2 weeks of trekking, and then you can find a place to do it easily. The next two questions are kind of summary questions that are looking into the future. So the first one is my goals for the next year. And basically the idea over here is to take all the nuggets of wisdom from your previous answers and then basically set a list of goals that derive from all your answers. And I do one more questions about freestyle writing, about my goals for the next 5 years. Where do I want to be? Now, after I answered all those questions, where exactly do I want to be in the years to come? Not only next year, but also for the next 5 years. Again, free writing. I found that overcomplicating this and doing a lot more, you know, Excel sheets and so on will drive you crazy. So I'm trying to keep it in control and just keep it on freestyle writing. I think that gives a lot of benefit as well. Okay. So while answering those questions, I do one more thing that is a quick and easy procedure. There is a thing called the Wheel of Life, and that's something that you can Google easily. It's basically some kind of a chart that allows you to rank your success in major life aspects, like how am I doing in my relationships, how am I doing financially, and so on and so on. And a lot of it has to do with the questions we asked before. And then basically you get a nice drawing of a shape that shows you how miserable your life is in a sketch, connecting dots. So it's a fun habit just to do a sanity check on the answers and make sure that you're also have the same answers when you draw. It's a very quick process. And now that you have all the answers and, you know, you gave some real nice thought into it for a few days, you took some free time in those days and basically just wrote things that came up on your mind, what do you do next? So, first of all, doing this process as it is the most powerful point of it, because then you kind of know what you want to do and it's kind of stuck in your mind, so that's kind of cool. Now, the other thing you might want to do is creating accountability to the changes that will make it more powerful if you have a little bit more accountability. So you can do a few things. For example, you can decide that you're gonna read your answers every month. Or even better, you can write the goals that you have for next year in an Excel sheet and then track them during the year, every month or every 2 weeks, just to see that you're on the right path. If you're like me and you need a lot more accountability, you can do what I do and basically join a mastermind group. So basically I have a group of people, three more people that I meet on Skype every week in a specific day, and just go over the weekly goals, results, quarterly goals and yearly goals. I love the concept of sharing my goals with other people and basically having them hold me accountable to my goals. So that's pretty much it. So in conclusion, a yearly analysis of how good you're doing and your goals for the next year is pretty cool. And I really think it's worth the time. I still think that the path is more important than getting to the destination and achieving goals. But me personally, I really want to stay on the right path while going nowhere. And that's why I do this procedure. So that's basically it. Have amazing holidays and speak soon. Those show notes for this episode are going to be on becomenomad.com, and I'm probably going to send a newsletter soon after not doing it for a long time. So there is a lot to expect. Keep safe. Have fun. Bye-bye.